This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, a hump day, and an enormous day here on the Jesse Kelly Show. So buckle up. Here's what you can be in store for. One, I am going to have to own something. I feel like I messed something up, and I'm going to have to own it. But frankly, you might have to own it with me, depending on where you are in the country. So I will get to that in just a couple moments. We're also going to discuss these judges some more in a different way, because it's time to do some things. We're going to talk to BK next hour, former special ops guy, and he's going to talk about this signal stuff. In fact, I'll put a bow on these leaked text messages, things like that, all that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. And this is going to come back to an election that happened yesterday, so just stay with me, all right? I've used this example or examples like this before because it applies to so many people and it's so easy to understand. But let's use the example of, let's say you're hugely fat and you have a terrible diet. In fact, every morning for the last 20 years, you have had 3 donuts for breakfast every single morning, all right? Every morning for the last 20 years. You've gotten so fat now, you're unhappy with your weight, you want to make some changes, but I mean, that's part of your lifestyle. You wake up, down to Dunkin' Donuts, 3 donuts. It's just, after 20 years, it's routine. It's who you are. And so you wake up one day, it's a Saturday morning, that's the day you normally treat yourself to 4, and you decide today's the day I'm making a change. No more donuts. You make yourself a couple eggs and go for a walk. Then Sunday comes, right back to the donut shop, 3 donuts. Now, is that Saturday meaningless? The Saturday where you skip the donuts, is it meaningless? No, I would argue it's deeply meaningful and good for you. You broke a cycle, even if it was just for a day. You took a day, proved to yourself you could do it. It's good. You should feel good about it. But did you solve the problem that you're 350 pounds because you skipped one Saturday? No. If you want to solve that problem, it's going to involve pain, commitment. It's going to involve doing hard things for longer. Here in America, we are all guilty of this, and I don't want to act like I'm not, okay? We are all guilty of being distracted by the shiny lights in politics, the news story of the day. Hey, let's focus on just this. Let's talk about just this. When it comes to political office, what do we focus on? Have you ever in your life put out a yard sign for a member of your school board? Have you ever in your life put out a yard sign, worn a hat, a t-shirt, a bumper sticker for the president? You see, we love the bright lights. We love the big sexy offices. We love when Donald Trump runs for office every 4 years. We love to dust off our MAGA hats and grab our MAGA pom-poms and Trump, 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 and Trump this and Trump that. And I don't want to be dismissive of the fact that what we did as a country was good in November. Credit to you. Credit to America in general. Credit to me. Credit to all of us who did anything to help, even if it was just voting. Credit to you. We woke up after 4 years of disgusting communist rule under Joe Biden, and the United States of America said, no more of that. Wow, that was awful. I think it was every county or almost every county in the country moved to the right. The whole country was all, whoa, no more of that. Good for us. Did that lose all the weight, though? No. We did good. Really good. And we should feel good. We should feel pride in what we did. But it was one day. And we need to cobble together lots and lots of those days, or we can't save this place. You can't vote for president or even win the presidency once every 4 years and mail it in on every other election and save the United States of America. It doesn't work that way. We're a country divided up, federal government, states, counties, cities. There's too many layers of government involved. There was a critical election in Pennsylvania yesterday, and I have to own this. Don't think I'm pointing fingers as much as you, because I am always hot on these things. I never brought it up. I knew about it. I talked about it with friends, family. I didn't ever bring it up to you. Why didn't I do that? I don't have any excuses to give you. I had other things that were on my mind, other things I wanted to talk about. Yesterday, maybe you didn't even hear, in the Pennsylvania State House, not Congress, the State House, there was a special election. A special election in one of the most Republican districts in the United States of America. Trump won this particular area by 16. Trump plus 16. Chris could get elected there if he, okay, maybe that's too far, but most people could get elected there if they were a Republican. Yesterday, this special election seat, by the way, which was to decide if Democrats had a majority in the most critical swing state in the country, in their state legislature, yesterday was the special election. I didn't say a single word to you about it. I did not put out the word. I have to own that. In a district that should have been handed to us on a silver platter, we lost. Less than 500 votes. Wasn't sexy. How many times does the member of the state senate or the state house get stopped in the Piggly Wiggly and asked for a selfie on Instagram? Doesn't happen. I would hope you know who your state senator is, but you probably never met him or don't even really care to. Wasn't sexy. These are the races the communist shows up for every single time, and we simply don't. And we have got to change that about ourselves. And this is something, again, I have to own this as much as anybody, because I have been given a platform that I don't deserve at all, been blessed to be able to talk to the whole country, blessed to feel like in some small way I'm staying in the fight for my country, which is really all I ever wanted to do. And because we're given this platform, I feel an obligation to do, even if it's the smallest amount of good with this platform, on top of the fart jokes, I feel an obligation to do some sort of good. And this is the kind of thing you have every right to expect me to bring this up, and I did not. And look, if you're in this area in Pennsylvania, you failed. I failed. We have to do better. I have to do better. We cannot just get excited about the sexy things. The bright lights, the president, the senator. Oh my gosh, I met a senator today. We have got to set that kind of stuff aside and start digging into the work that's not sexy, that's not fun. Nobody celebrates you. That's the work that matters. You know, everybody knows the pastor in your church. Everyone's going to greet him on the way out. Hey, great job, pastor. Hey, really spoke to me today. Love that Bible verse. Nobody can even name the lady who cleans the toilets. The lady who cleans the toilets matters a lot. We've got to become toilet cleaners. We have to become people who are willing to do unsexy things in politics, because the communist is. He doesn't need the bright lights. He's so committed to destroying everything he touches, he'll be involved everywhere. He'll walk into a Republican plus 16 district in an off year, and he'll put his heart and soul into it because he knows there's power at the end of that rainbow, power he can use. Myself included, me, you know what I did? I filled out my March Madness bracket with my neighborhood friends and Ob and the kids. Oh, we even have a little bet. The winner gets to choose where we go for dinner one night. I filled out my March Madness bracket. I even watched a couple games. Did I get involved in the Pennsylvania election? Nope. Not good enough. Not by me, not by you. We've got to do better. I'm moving off that. That's enough. I feel bad. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful and incredible Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. That's coming soon. So one just final word on that whole special election we missed. It's a nice little reminder. Now that we got the bad stuff out of the way, let's focus on the good. You know what Jewish producer Chris did during the break after I got done? Immediately got on his Secretary of State's website and found out, ensured that he knew when our next election was. Guess when it is? April. Next month. It's a few days away. Nobody advertises them. They're not going to show you it on TV. Oftentimes, your town won't hang a banner. If you don't care enough to go look, you don't know. Wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you have a Secretary of State. Go look it up now and find out when the next time you can get involved is. It matters. It matters a lot. All right? Okay. Now, let's focus on a couple good things, because I have a couple other little spicy items, shall we? First of all, eggs are down.
Gasoline's way down. Eggs are way down. Groceries are down very substantially, but down. Almost everything's down. Now, I'd like to see interest rates come down a little bit. And you're going to see billions of dollars, even trillions of dollars, coming into our country very soon in the form of tariffs, because we were abused by presidents that, frankly, in all fairness, it wasn't their expertise, but they had no idea what they were doing.
Outstanding. Also, Trump did this.
And we're going to be ending sanctuary cities if we find it necessary to do in certain major areas. And we may just end the entire thing altogether, because it's just a way of protecting criminals. And nobody else is benefited by that. And for some reason, Democrats want to keep and they want to shield criminals from being sent back to their countries or being sent to prison. And in the meantime, the crime rate has gone through the roof. Under Biden, it was through the roof. It's starting to come down, but we're taking a lot of people out of here. So we may be presenting you very shortly with a executive order ending sanctuary cities.
Okay. So that's good. Ending sanctuary cities is good. But I want to talk again in a little bit of a different way about these activist judges you're angry at and I'm angry at. This Judge Boasberg and all these other different judges, all these judges that keep stopping everything Trump tries to do. Trump tries to roll back Biden's communism, they stop it. Tries to do this, they stop it. Can't even deport rapists and criminals. So pause on that for a moment, and I want you to think about this. As you know, I have a couple kids. And let's say they were younger. Let's call it 5. say they were both around 5-6 years old. And so when you have little kids like that, you worry about them around the house, around certain things. You worry about them grabbing a knife, falling, hitting their head on a corner, drinking, you know, bleach, doing stuff. That's the kind of thing you worry about as a parent. So let's say because I was worrying, let's say I told them, boys, you are never allowed to touch the fire extinguisher. Any of them. We have fire extinguishers all over the house. You keep your hands off it. And that's probably something I would have said to my boys, not because I was worried about anything other than them spraying each other with it, because they 100% would do that and then hit each other with it and think that was funny. Either way, what if I said, boys, the rule is I'm your father. I'm giving an order. No touching the fire extinguisher. Hands off. And the boys come home. I'm not there. Let's say mom's out back watering the garden or whatever it is women do. And a fire breaks out. And the fire extinguisher's right there. James and Luke, they know how to work it. Should they grab the fire extinguisher and try to put out the fire? Well, if they do, that's breaking the rule. Okay, well, let's discuss that. Obviously, you think they should grab the fire extinguisher. I think they should grab the fire extinguisher. But why? Well, the purpose of the rule, the entire purpose of the rule is for the good and safety of the family. The rule isn't there just to be a rule. The rule isn't the ultimate goal. The rule is put into place with the goal of keeping the family safe. So, if we run into a situation where the rule has to be ignored for the safety of the family, then the rule needs to be ignored for the safety of the family, because that is the ultimate goal. Now, let's talk about laws. The law. Shoot, the Constitution, whatever it is. Why do we have it? Why do we have laws? Is the purpose of laws to follow the law? Is the purpose of laws, does it have any other purpose, or should it have any other purpose than the safety and prosperity of the people under whom the law, or who are under the law? Of course. You're nodding your head. Of course. That's the whole point of having a law. The point of having a law is not just to have a law. It's to protect, to provide for the people. So let's talk about these judges and what we must do. Let's talk first about your dog. Did I ever tell you Fred used to have bad allergies? I know you're going to find that shocking. I can't. He's just the most useless dog. Fred has really bad seasonal allergies. And during the wintertime, Fred would snore terribly. Even when he was awake, he would start to snore because his allergies were so bad. It's just a walking disaster. This is yet another reason why we put Rough Greens on Fred's food. Rough Greens provides Fred nutrition. Dog food does not give your dog nutrition. There's no nutrition in it. It's dead. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black created an all-natural nutritional supplement for dogs so your dog can enjoy dog food and actually get nutrition. You just sprinkle it on the food. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, everything your dog needs. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So we're talking about the law, judges, the Constitution. Because this is what I'm starting to see. Here's a headline. Activist Judge Boasberg allows Tren de Aragua gang members to challenge the Alien Enemies Act deportations. Oh, you already get all that. This is the judge that ordered them to turn around. You get all that. And so here's what I'm seeing a lot of from a lot of people on our side. We're going to set aside the communist demons. We know what they want. What I'm seeing a lot of from people inside the administration, from pundits on TV and radio, it's what I'm seeing as, well, I mean, we do need to challenge that in the courts. Well, if you actually look at the Constitution and, well, under the law, I'm not even sure the Alien Enemies Act applies here. The writ of habeas corpus, oh my gosh! Why are we having this discussion? You know what I don't need to have this discussion? I don't need a law degree. In fact, I don't need to know how to read. I don't need to know any of these things, because here's what I do know. We currently have a country full of rapists and murderers who are not citizens. Rapists, murderers, drug dealers, thieves, barbarians we have brought in from all around the globe. The Biden administration brought in a bunch of barbarians into our country on purpose. Now we have them here. Now we need them out. If there is anything stopping us from getting violent criminals out of our country, then whatever that anything is should simply be ignored. Oh, but what about the law? What about the law? I don't care about the law. I care about the country. I care about your safety. My safety. I care about knowing that my sister can go to the store without some monster from Honduras cutting her head off. Oh, but, well, actually, if you look at the Constitution, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. I don't care about the law. I don't care about the Constitution. If that's what you're using to stop me from deporting barbarians, then I don't care about that. Well, what about the precedent of this? And what about this rule? What about the Brown versus... No, you don't understand. I don't care what excuse you use. Whatever reason it is, if I get my hands on a rapist from El Salvador and I'm hauling him to a plane and you say, Jesse, wait, stop. You can't return him. You can't return him, and here's why. Stop. I don't care about your explanation. Whatever your explanation is, whatever your reason is that I'm not allowed to send the monster back from whence he came, I don't care. It doesn't matter. And the critical thing is we need the Trump administration to approach this exact problem the exact way. That's what we must have now. It's time to ignore the judges. It's time to force the Supreme Court to act. And if they act against your wishes, then it's time to ignore them too. The purpose of having a law, a constitution, judges, a Supreme Court is for the prosperity and the safety of the people. That is the entire purpose of its existence. The law doesn't exist for the law. The law exists for the people. The Constitution doesn't exist for the Constitution. It exists for the people. The government doesn't exist for the government. It exists for the people. And if anything is harmful to the people, then it should be ignored and removed. And that is how it must be treated. It's a great line, Chris. It's from the book No Country for Old Men, or the movie if you've seen it. Same difference. Where he's sitting there, the bad guy's sitting there, and he's getting ready to blow some dude's head off. And the dude was whining about the rules and everything else. And the guy said, well, if it's the rules that brought you to this, then what good are the rules? Maybe, just maybe, you're one of these loser, dork, National Review types who's combed through the legal precedent. And I've decided, you know what? I've decided after looking through 35 years of judicial this and that, I've decided that if you actually cross the T's and dot the I's and then you go to the Latin interpretation of this, that these are the... No, I don't care. I don't care what your explanation is for why I'm not allowed to remove savages from inside of my border, savages who grab 12-year-old girls and spend 2 hours raping and torturing them before they murder them. I don't care what your reasoning is. I don't care if it's legal. I don't care if you're right. You know that? I actually don't care. Get this. I don't care if you're constitutional. I don't. Means nothing to me. Whatever you're using as an excuse to stop me from removing barbarians, I don't care. And if you want to save a country that has been filled with savages, that's how you have to approach it. And if you're wondering why I'm so upset about this, just pause for a moment and think. Think about this. Think about how long we've been discussing this. A plane full of animals sent to El Salvador. This has now been, what, 2 weeks, fellas? Probably? 2-3 weeks. For 2 or 3 weeks, we've been stuck in the mud, quibbling about whether or not we can, should we, hey, the judge stopped it, we're appealing this, we need the Supreme Court, I can't believe. Wait a minute. This isn't even mass deportation. This is the most basic step one. You go grab the animals when you know where they are. The worst first was the idea. You grab them, dump them, and then we figure out how to get the other 19 million out of the country. This is step one of a 20-step process. And we have now, because of the law or the courts or the judges, we've now been bogged down here for 2 weeks. This is not going to work. It's just not going to work. We don't even have time to argue about this. We have to move with a sense of urgency because the clock is ticking. We don't have time. We don't have time to allow the communists to slow roll every single part of stopping their revolution. We are going to have to do whatever it takes to save the United States of America. And I understand that when you start talking about this, that it gets really scary for people. It feels uncertain. I don't want to live in anarchy or a tyranny or whatever. And I understand all, yeah, Chris, I understand all those fears. I get it. I share those fears. I do. I've warned you forever that I believe that we will have a right-wing dictator rise at some point in time. And I've always said that to you. And I've always believed that because as the evil communist system stops one and stops one and stops one and stops one, there's always a new one that rises. And every time a new one rises, history proves this. Look at the Roman Republic. Every time a new one rises, he's smarter and meaner than the last one. Every time. Because he learns, well, wait a minute, they did that to stop the last one, ain't doing that to me. Then the next guy rises. Oh, you did that to stop the last one, ain't doing that to me. They get smarter and meaner and smarter and meaner. And if we don't move with a focused purpose now, if we don't set aside these ridiculous judges and these ridiculous rulings now, if we allow 4 years of this, that dictator's going to come. I'm telling you, he's going to come. And I don't even mean in the distant future. I'm talking in our lifetimes, depending on how old you are, I believe we will see one rise and the people will beg for it. If we are in a place where you can't legally remove barbarians from the United States of America, then we're officially in a place where it's going to get ugly. It is what it is. Let's do some emails. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll get there in just a second. But just along these same lines, it's getting a bunch of headlines. NPR's big shot, Catherine Mayer, had to testify before Congress today. If that voice sounded familiar or the name sounded familiar, yes, that's the Catherine Mayer who has a permanent spot on the soundboard, the dirty communist who said things like this.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
How do they look at the law? The Constitution. Well, Catherine Mayer said many things in the past. These communists tend to do so. She dropped this little gem.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States.
The communist looks at the law, completely disregards it, and simply moves forward. Now, I know what you're probably saying. Well, we don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that either. But again, we are either all under the law or we are not. And either the law is meant for the people or the law is meant for itself or only for some of the people. The only way it works is if the laws exist for the good of the people. And if there's any interpretation of the law or the law itself that is harmful to the people, well, then the Trump administration has to ignore it. We can't have 4 years of wait, let's stall here. We need to run this through the appeal court. We can't even remove 250 gangbangers. How in the world are we ever going to get to mass deportation? Yeah, Lee. All right, let's do some emails. Jesse, how about charging and imprisoning company CEOs and owners who continue to hire illegals? Wouldn't that alone speed up self-deportations? Trump is failing on his deportation promise, and we're quickly going to run out of time. Look, yes, what you're discussing is something that has been put into place in multiple places around the country. Employers are not supposed to hire illegals. And I will say, this is something the Trump administration already is starting to dig into. I've told you firsthand from my hometown, I believe it was, I actually shouldn't give out the names. I'm not 100% sure of the name, but already was a business busted, full of illegals. Illegals went, business owner in deep trouble too. But you're right. You're 100% right. We have an E-Verify system. I've used E-Verify. We have an E-Verify system where you have to present documents to your employer. The employer has to verify those documents, the documents showing that you're allowed to be here and work here. If the employer chooses not to do that and he hires you anyway, then he should go sit in prison with you. What we must focus on is not only throwing handcuffs on people and ice kicking indoors. I'm all game for that. All game for that. We have to focus on making life impossible for people who are here illegally. But this comes back to what I warned you about prior to the election 1,000 times. Not trying to be a Debbie Downer, trying to give you good old-fashioned realism. We can't have the mass deportation of 20 million people when we have all these states in the country that have declared themselves to be sanctuaries for illegals. And yes, ICE still has the authority to go in there, but how it would, you know, do you understand that if we had a country full of people committed to getting illegals out, that this is a problem that could be solved in, I don't even know if it would take a year. You realize that? If you couldn't hire them, if you didn't give them benefits, if any contact with law enforcement at all meant automatic arrest and deportation, if any, by the way, hospital visits too. Illegals use hospitals. They use emergency rooms as their everyday doctor because they don't have to pay and they don't have to prove they're citizens. You know what? We don't even have to be inhumane about it. Sure, sure. Oh, you're sick? Sure, come to the emergency room. We will check your immigration status. If you're an illegal, you don't get to leave. We'll handcuff you to the hospital bed. We'll treat you as soon as you're better. Bye-bye. You're gone. If you created an environment like that inside the United States of America, you would have millions of people. You'd have to create a new highway heading south just to get everybody out of the country. But that's a pipe dream. That's why I've yelled at you about the emails you sent before. Well, all we need to do is cut off benefits, as if it's just like something we can do. You can't do that in California. Who's gonna? You think the California legislature is going to pass that law? Can't do that in New York. So whenever you say the words, all we have to do is blank, make sure that blank is something that's really easy to do, because you led with all we have to do is. We can't do those things. We need, ultimately everything comes back to this, really. We need a country full of patriots. Well, how would that solve anything? Well, would California elect the politicians they have if California was full of patriotic citizens? I know there's a ton of patriotic citizens in California. They're outnumbered. if it was 75% instead of 45% patriotic citizens, would California be a sanctuary state? Of course not. We need a country full of patriotic citizens. We need a reformed Democrat Party. We need to begin at the roots of the problem, and the roots of the problem still are the United States of America. Its citizens are educated in an anti-American education system where they are raised to think the United States of America sucks. That's how they're raised. That's what they believe. Honestly, Tiffany Cross, here she was on CNN, what they believe.
I find it really troubling because they ran on this whole idea of this pseudo-patriotism, this regressive masculine patriotism, yet everything they're doing runs against making America great.
Well,
it was never great, so I'm not going to say the again part, but making America great.
Hey, it was never great. A lot of Americans feel that way. How can someone who thinks that way do any good for their country? Well, of course, they can't. They can't. So we got a lot of fights to have. Anyway, let's talk about force a little bit more. Let's do some emails. Let's talk about something that happened in Spain. Let's talk about your testosterone levels. How you feel. How's your energy? Chalk is there to make you feel better. You think that getting older means you're tired more. It means you're kind of forgetful. It doesn't have to mean that at all. Why do those things happen as you get older? Because your levels are all screwed up. That's why. A female vitality stack, ladies, can change that, can turn that around. Gentlemen, a male vitality stack. If you don't want to try any of those natural herbal supplements, at least try some Chalk Lit Powder. Every single day, I start out with a smoothie. Chalk Lit Powder, bouncing off the walls. The anti-communists at Chalk are here to make sure we are all strong, energized, focused, ready to go. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription. These are not ripoff artists. If you ever want to stop it, you just let them know when they stop it. But save money. You save a bunch of money with a subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.